The Gemara in Sachem regarding the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif has a machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elezer. How does one celebrate Yontif? Because there's an apparent contradiction in the Torah. On one hand it says, Atzeres Tiyah, Atzeres Yelachem, and on one place it says, Atzeres Hashem Elokechem. So on one hand it says, a Yontif is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the other pasuk says the Yontif for us. So which one is it? So Rabbi Lezer's opinion is, pick your poison. You could pick. You could focus on Kul Hashem, Kul Lachem. I mean, the assumption being is, even if you assume Kul Hashem, you still got to daven. You still got to have a meal, but instead of a Yontif meal, you could have a everyday meal. The nafka mina, whether it's 5 minutes or a couple of hours. And also, if you assume it's Kul Hashem, you still have to eat pashtus. You still have a Seudas Mitzvah. So, Reb Lezer would say the focus would be on Hashem, or you could pick. And Reb Yeshua says, let's go with a compromise. Chatzi Hashem. You have to split your day accordingly, and the Rambam goes through the whole order. So I think it's Rav Yosef Engel who points out we see a very important principle, because we know that what do you do when you have two psukim, hamachishim zeh? So what do you do when you have two psukim which seem to contradict one another? Bahashrishi, you find the third pasuk. Let's say you do not find a third pasuk, then what do you do? So if you have a third pasuk to Machriya, great. Let's say you don't have a third pasuk. So that's what the Gemara is, that's the machlok is here, Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Elezer says you get to choose then. Kul Hashem or Kul Lachem, and according to Rabbi Yeshua, no. You got to split a chatzi Lachem, a chatzi Lachem. And the Rambam others point out, first it should be Chatzi Lashem. That's why first we daven, then we have the meal, we daven and have the meal, and that's why L'chadchila, a hiddur that one should daven Mincha and then have Shalosh Shuddas. But as long as you have to this man Mincha, it's okay as well. But based on Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem, that's why those who are against the custom, not that big today, of those when they make early Shabbos, so they daven Mincha, maybe Kabbalah Shabbos, and they ate the meal, then they daven Ma'ariv after. So those some were against it because you're not doing Chatzi Lashem v'Chatzi Lachem. I mean, even though you are, you daven Mincha and Kabbalah Shabbos. But be it as it may, that's the machlokes here. So comes along the Gemara and says, so when is this machlokes regarding Pesach and Sukkot? We know we have the Shalosh Regalim. So that's true. However, Hakol Moldim be Atzeres, however, all agree on the Yontif of Atzeres. And that's the Gemara talking about the rabbinical name for Shavuos. Because biblically speaking, Shavuos is called Yom HaBikurim, or it's known as Shavuos. And we do find biblically Shemini Atzeres or Shvi Shel Pesach, but that's a separate discussion. But Midrabanan, on the rabbinic level, we call it an Atzeres. So they point out that the Kol Beinim Atzeres Beinim Lachem. Even Rabbi Elazar agrees that even though you can learn all day, or most of the day on Pesach and Sukkot, but not Shavuos. I my taima. What's the reason? Because Yom Shenitna Bo Torah. It's the day the Torah was given. And therefore, since the day the Torah was given, seems to be counterintuitive. I would have said the opposite. Rabbi Ezra would say you could learn the whole day Shavuos, because it's the day the Torah was given. But the other Yom Tovim, Hakol, you know, what's the pshat in the Gemara in Rabbi Elezer? That Dafka on the Yom HaShavuos, which is Yom Shenitna Bo Torah, that's the day we say you have a Chiyav Suda. Or you always have a Chiyav Suda, but having a bigger and longer Suda. So that's what the Mefarshim point out. The Ramban writes in the Parshas Mishpatim, which talks about Ma'an Torah there, but Yochu Vayishtu. So some people learned that it was a negative. they were partying at Man Torah. The other thing, no, you're doing the right thing. We're going out from here, the Ramban writes, anytime you have any accomplishment by Torah, we go ahead and make a siyum, we make a party. And in fact, that's what Mefarshim point out, the different reasons on Purim, which is also one of the days, the Gemara goes on to say Purim and Shabbos, are days where people have to nivachem. But Shabbos, the Torah was given, and Purim also was a Man Torah. It's called the Torah, it's called Torah Shabbat Peh, according to some. So, the Rav Bush writes, there's a difference between Chanukah and Purim. Chanukah, we don't have a Chiyuv Suda, and Purim we do. Why? Because Chanukah was spiritual, so we celebrate spiritually B'Hallel and Halakas Neiros. Purim is more physical. However, others point out that the distinction is the Gemara tells us in Shabbos Peches, the Kofnu La Bayitzatzu B'Tachtis Hahar, and they gather underneath the mound, and it says, we learn out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kofnu La Har Kagiga. So the question is, I mikam go the rabba da raisai, so then it's not binding. The Gemara says, maybe you're right, but however, Kimo V'Kibbu, they accepted the Torah B'Yava and Purim. How do we know? Because the Maharsha others point out that they accepted other mitzvahs, Shalachmanas, Mataras, Avion, and Kriza Megillah, that shows that they did a Besimcha. Why accept more mitzvahs? So therefore we see, anytime you have any accomplishment by Torah, you make a party, and that's why you see them, we make a party, etc. And in fact, that's the pshat in the Gemara, even though it's counterintuitive, but Yom Shedinamo Torah is dafka reason to make a party. And in fact, Rapi Makshoba, they point out, because that's the whole yisod of the Torah, that in contrast to other religions, we are holy people, mean you separate from chol, from mundane matters. You go, don't get married, you live in a monastery. In Judaism, you have an obligation, you have a mitzvah to get married. We have a mitzvah every Friday night to make kiddush over wine, grape juice, but let's call it wine. And every yantiv, every simcha, we make a bor priyagafen. Chazal were well aware of the dangers of wine. How do we know they were aware of the dangers of wine? The famous medrash Tanchuma, that after Noah came out of the ark, he made a pact, and they slaughtered four animals, lamb, lion, monkey, pig. Why those four animals? Not all even kosher. So Chazal were well aware of the dangers of wine. When you drink a little too much, you become as sleepy as a lamb. A little more than that, as fearless as a lion. A little more than that, you start acting like a monkey, and even total to the excess, you act like a pig, throwing up, cursing, vomiting. So Chazal were well aware of the dangers of wine, and yet they said every Shabbos, every Yontif, every Simcha, because our job is to makadish techol, is to take the physical and make it spiritual. And that's why the Gemara talks about Kami Yosef Bashuka. And the Gemara there at the end, the Gemara talks about, Yosef says that if not for the Torah, I'd be any other Joe on the street. Because what's the thing that makes us different? Asher Bacha Banu Mikol Amim is the Torah. So therefore, that's the Yisod, and that's what we're celebrating on the Yom Tov Shavuos, is Man Matan Torosenu. And that's a Rebbe Elezer who normally says you can go for Kuul Hashem, but specifically on the Yom Tov Shavuos, because it involves Matan Torah. So I don't want you to think that's what our religion says, to stay away from the physical and this focus on the spiritual. The way to become holy in this world is when you have to be part of Klal Yisrael. You got to live in the world. And that was the whole mistake the Meraglim made, according to some, that they thought the ultimate level is, the ultimate level is, they thought the ultimate level was that we should be in the Midbar, Mimalo Miderach HaTeva. But no, and the narrative says, you got to work for a living, but that's what, in Olam Haba, you know, We don't have to work for a living. But Olam Hazeh, we have to go in and Makadish to win. And that's the and that's why, in fact, I think the Netziv writes in the Hakdama, why do we have two countings, two census in Bamidbar? One to begin is because that was the Dor HaMidbar. It's Mimalo Miderach HaTeva. But the counting at the end was to prepare us for the land of Israel. We're going to Eretz Israel, and it's not just Eretz Israel, but for all future, we have to go ahead and live a normal life. And that's what the, also in a different context, that's why Birchas HaMazon, Birchas HaTorah weren't given until at the end of Devarim, because when you learn supernaturally, so perhaps you weren't chayiv in a bracha, or if you had man min hashamayim, even though Moshe instituted the bracha on the man, we could discuss about the Birchas HaMazon. But the Netziv writes, therefore, it wasn't until we went back to a normative way of living, so that's when the Chiyah Bracha kicks in. So nevertheless, that's what the Pshat here, Rabbi Lezer, normally says, Kulo Hashem, but even he's molded by the Yantav of Atzeres, the Yantav of Shavuos, the Yantav of Matan Torah, that the whole purpose of Torah is to be with people, or be with social distancing today, and to take the Torah and Mekadesh it to great heights.